on and welcome again to the Pixel Chicken Podcast. I'm your co-host, River. To my left, we have a returning fighter.
Oh my god.
Is that... That's what you are, right?
Fighter.
You're a fighter, right?
Yeah.
A survivor. Charge character.
No, I'm projectile.
He's a grappler. Okay, he's a grappler. Yeah. More of a grappler. No, I see Johnny. This is Johnny. Johnny, how you doing?
I'm functioning. There's, I got some trips coming up I'm excited for.
Where are you going?
Explain.
So I've never had a trip planned where, like, because, you know, my trip's in a month. I'm going overseas, and it's to South Korea.
Oh, fudge.
So, you know, in 14 hours, I'll find out if I'm going or not, because, you know, it might be a war.
Might be.
Yeah. Yeah, they gave them 48 hours. I mean, you know, they do this kind of thing all the time, but it's never been this heated.
Yeah.
And so they've given them 14 hours, so we'll find out at 1.
Wait, who's given who 14? North Korea? South Korea's given...
North Korea gave South Korea 48 hours.
To be like, yo, you want to do this?
To stop projecting their propaganda on their radio towers or whatever, which they just started doing. And then they sent them a missile to blow one up, and it missed. So South Korea sent 20 missiles in response to where the first missile
was
sent.
This sounds like war. This sounds like they're just going for it.
Yeah, they do this.
They just send missiles back and forth?
They do this. That last
fucking whatever.
2013, they sent a missile into their sea, and then South Korea responded with like 50 missiles into their
sea.
Good
Christ!
But this time, it's not the coastline. It's they're blowing up like the...
Just Pyongyang?
DMZ.
Oh.
So, yeah. And so I was actually... I'm going to the DMZ.
Well, don't get blown up.
To check it out. So I'm just kind of like...
As just to check it out on official business. To, like, see if it's okay.
Yeah, they're sending you in, like, cargo to fucking extract a bunch of people from the embassy. From the non-existent embassy in North Korea.
It's just exciting because I've never had a trip coming up where my... Like, I'm anxious because... Maybe there's a fucking war.
Yeah.
Or when I show up, maybe it'll start.
Maybe I'm crazy, but I think when war kicks off, that's about when I'd cancel the trip.
That's your opportunity to shine, though. Don't forget, when there's war, you pick up a gun and start shooting people.
Yeah.
Huh?
War
and then
never changes.
And then no one forgets your name.
That's true. If I was there, and a war kicked off while I was there, and I witnessed, like, Seoul blow up, and I ran... I made it home. I'd be one to tell the grandkids.
Hell yeah, I would.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And across the table from me, we also have Stryker, of course. Stryker, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Had the day off today.
You do after a long stretch of...
Long stretch of 5 o'clock shifts.
Ooh. It was the worst.
Yeah, they sucked. And to top it off, the week was just not
and great. Yeah, and there were the announcements for NWA. Wait. NWA. NBA.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was on the phone with a customer yesterday. For all of you out there, I have a job that requires me to speak with customers at length about technical issues. And I was a little upset because they hadn't released some news that I was looking forward to for NBA 2K16. And I'm pretty good about always keeping my phone on mute. But yesterday, I had a little bit of a lapse. And possibly because I was just angry and tired and had enough, but I didn't hit the mute button, and I went on the news site to see if they had reported it yet, and upon seeing that they hadn't, I said, God fucking damn it, how long does it take? And I wasn't on mute.
While you were waiting for some guy to...
Yeah, and that was the worst part, is I was actually waiting with him for something to happen.
So. He's just like... Oh,
I don't... probably not much longer. No, he didn't actually say that. He didn't say anything. I think we're in the clear.
Wait, what, did you ask him if he'd heard that?
Hell no. I just pretend like... I pretend like I had my headset down, like, so maybe he thinks somebody else said it. And I was like, I picked it up, and then...
What you should have done is just... You should have just, like...
Yeah.
Like, yeah, just...
Hello?
Hello?
I think another channel interfered with this one for just a second. Johnny, real quick though, before we get into Phil, what
into Phil?
Into
we're
Phil.
Getting into Phil today.
We're gonna get in Phil's brain.
Yeah.
Never mind. You didn't say what your other trip is, and two, you didn't say where the f you've been in the last 3 weeks.
Oh, I was on a crazy drugs
Mud?
You've been on mud?
I've been on mud for three straight.
Jesus Christ. Mud has hit us hard.
Dude, mud has hit only us hard, though. Yeah. The rest of the entire world populace.
It's like they don't even
wait till they get their hands
on
it.
They don't even know.
It's pretty nice.
It's pretty nice.
It's a nice, easy high.
Lifts you up until you break.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to fucking PAX, though.
Yeah, you are.
Woo!
It's a good sound. You're going to PAX, so...
Yeah, I'm going to Penny Arcade Expo next weekend, all 4 days. I'm going to take over
PAX Prime.
PAX Prime.
Prime.
The Prime one, mm-hmm. The good one.
Mm-hmm. The first-person shooter.
Shitty one. Fuck you, Australia.
Whoa.
Oh, Jesus.
Christ, dude. Sorry.
We don't mean that.
Oh,
no.
No, maybe he does. I don't.
Well, Johnny does. Philip does also, but that's because it's not America, so.
Sorry, while he's talking about it. Yeah, so it's going to be awesome. I'm going to get to play Fallout 4, amongst other things. Oh. The new Doom. It's going to be playable. It's going to be there, I think. Normally is. And I'm going to bring home some sweet swag. But I'm gonna post things on Twitter.
Yeah.
So on our Twitter account, which is @pixel_chicken,
mm-hmm.
Johnny will be taking over the account while he is at PAX Prime. So feel free, if you are a follower, to send... You know, questions, tweets, what you want him to check out.
Mm-hmm.
If you have questions about something that he tweets about or some game or anything. And if you aren't a follower, then follow us so you can keep up with what's going on at PAX Prime.
Johnny, tweet stuff you're not supposed to tweet, though. If you see something, I don't want to have any respect in the community.
Closed door meetings. Record the whole thing.
Yeah. Kick in the door, just fucking start tweeting. Don't do that. And finally, to my right, of course, we have Philip Colby.
Chomping at the bit to say.
Tell me, he's got something. He's been thinking about something the whole time, and for fuck's sake, I hope it's not. I think it is.
No.
How you doing, Philip?
Doing okay.
Yeah?
Yeah. Doing a lot of drawing, and no, I'm doing really good.
What have you been drawing recently?
I've been designing characters for my comic book.
What's this comic book? Is it something we know about?
I think you know about it.
Okay.
It's something that I've been thinking about and working on for years. It's Doctor Who meets Planetary meets Back to the Future, and it's going to be
Is it literally Doctor Who meets Planetary meets Back to the Future? Because
a mashup.
No.
Okay, so it's just in tone
formula. Yeah. Tone.
Okay.
You know, instead of traveling through time, they travel the multiverse. And so
cool.
You could do spy drama.
Let me say something, Phil. I like that. I like the traveling the multiverse because there's less room for plot holes when you do it that way.
Absolutely. You can
time traveling.
You can do whatever the fuck you want.
You can do whatever you want.
Regardless.
Yeah.
They can travel to a multiverse where you are the... never mind.
We can travel to a multiverse where everyone is fucking...
of Afghanistan.
At all times.
That's a good... Best
multiverse. The only one I want to go to.
I'm excited.
What else other than drawing you've been doing? What
I've been doing a bunch of stuff around our house. You know, taking care of some flammable weeds around it.
Fuck yeah!
That's that shit has to be taken care of. Chopping down some trees,
especially the flammable ones.
Yeah,
Fucking
red ones.
Yeah. The flame retardant ones?
Yeah.
Don't worry about
those. Those are blue. Or green. Don't worry.
But you know the area behind our house, like where we have our like zip slide?
Hell yeah, I do.
That shit is full of them. I can't take
them. How'd you get rid of them? Did you just light them on fire?
No. I can't get rid of all that.
Okay.
We gotta hire someone who's willing to do that. Someone with a big ass lawnmower. The stuff around
the
our
pyro house. From Team Fortress 2.
That sounds like a great idea.
Phil, I like to picture you starting a fire in like a really like maniacal way and lighting all the gas, and then instead of like throwing a match or a lighter, you're one of those guys that goes and then flicks
and throws the cigarette
behind
you.
I wish it would act.
The Michael Bay explosion behind.
But the cigarette would probably like fall like 5 feet to the left of the pile.
Phil, I like to imagine
or you'd light the wrong end
and then
you'd be smoking them.
Yeah. No, I like to imagine you as a World War II flamethrower guy who gets gunned down in 15 seconds.
Somebody shoots the flame pad and just explodes.
Yeah, you fly 25 feet in the air and blow up.
Roll around, and then you fly into a bunker.
Yeah.
Because that's how it works, right?
The Medal of Honor, posthumously. Anyways, we have some stuff to talk about today. Not a whole lot, but we're going to stretch it, for God's sake.
Yeah, there's not... So, We ended up recording a bit late this week, as our followers may know, but so we don't have a ton of stuff to talk about, but
sorry.
The
in backline is
Johnny, let's just start this off by you're going to go to PAX this weekend. We'll talk about some of the other news happenings this week, but I think that we can first talk about what you are excited, what you're hoping to see there, and what you know you're going to see that you're excited about. Mm-hmm. You mentioned Fallout 4, that you might be able to be, is it confirmed to be playable?
No, but last time I did this was Skyrim, it was about to release. And it wasn't confirmed, and turns out it was, because they build a pretty good demo. They usually just give you the point where you get thrown into the open world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's just the... They just give you that, and they time you 30 minutes.
Okay.
So I imagine that Fallout 4 is going to be just dropping you right in past the vault. And
God, that would be awesome.
You just run around.
Yeah.
It's great, because you have to sit there in the line for 2 fucking hours or more, and you sit there thinking how you're going to spend your time. Because you can see other people playing, and you're like, I could do anything I want. I could get as far as I want. I can see things nobody has seen.
I'm going to try and get stuck in geometry.
Oh, yeah.
So basically, you'd be like, oh, everybody's running towards, in Skyrim, everybody's running towards Whiterun. So I'm like, no, fuck that. Fuck Whiterun. It's terrible.
It is terrible. Markarth is better.
Yeah, so I just ran south.
Oh. Oh, there's not much more. There's not much room south.
There was nothing.
Yeah, you hit a wall pretty quick.
I wasted my time.
This game sucks.
So Fallout 4, yeah, you're going to plan out some intricate thing.
I'm just more excited to know how it feels here.
Yeah,
the shooting.
Because I saw some leaked gameplay, and it looked really good. And and I heard something that I've forgotten to mention the last little while. I heard that the guys... People behind like Wolfenstein have been assisting with some of the mechanics for shooting.
Oh, actual shooting, that would be killer.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
That shooting in that game was
It
was great.
Stellar.
I love
it. Super good
about
it. It's perfect for Fallout 2, the way that you have the big juicy guns and all that.
So the launch trailer, was I the only one upset that they showed that initial scene? Like it was always in 3. Especially in 3, but in New Vegas always there was that time where you get out of the initial like place you're in and just see that overexposure, like, you know, the sunlight drain from your eyes and see that. They showed that in the trailer, like the first trailer ever.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, guys, come on.
I would much rather experience
like save
that,
save that for the game.
People were always really impressed with that part in 3.
Yeah.
But in this, it doesn't even really look like they have much of a vista.
Yeah, it's just
like they could have done something.
Here's some street signs.
Yeah.
Or something like that. I don't know. I was playing, so speaking of the shooting, I was playing New Vegas recently, and for the first time playing on with mouse and keyboard on PC.
Mm-hmm.
Shooting is... I did most of my shooting, actually, outside of VATS. And, like, with a mouse and keyboard, it worked better. With a controller, it still felt like garbage.
I think my problem with and I know it was tied to stats and stuff like that, but the shooting and stuff was very inaccurate for a long portion of the game until you level up frequently.
Yeah.
Like, so it didn't feel as precise as it could have. Like, I felt like I was getting... penalized when I for the game deciding I shouldn't hit this target for some reason, you know, and I guess that's like I said, that's tied into stats and stuff like that, but I felt it made for some kind of annoying moments.
Well, you just gotta put all your points into luck. That's the
that's
the ticket there.
That's true.
So
a lot of people didn't like how in Fallout 3 and New Vegas, like how they made it to where you had to use VATS all the time. They thought it was a little gimmicky and stuff. And like, I get that, because technically it kind of was, but I actually really like that, because as somebody who played the first 2 Fallout games before I played Fallout 3, that's how the combat system is in those games. You stop, you think, you aim at what part of their body you want to aim at, there's a percentage, you shoot, and you hope for the best, and it has the same, like, it'll tell you in words the kind of damage you do. Like, you blow their fucking ribcage open and juices spill, and you're like,
I love it.
Gross. I never complained about VATS. This is one of my favorite things about the game.
Phil, is it a coincidence that you just got really excited at immediate moment he talked about blowing a ribcage
No, I just decided to chime into the conversation because I haven't said anything.
I hope the cerebral boar from Turok 2 is in Fallout.
Oh, we all do, man. We all do.
It's scary.
I hope the nail gun from fear is in it. That's what I hope.
But yeah, so it's going to be good. Just Cause 3 is playable.
Can I ask you something real quick about VATS?
Oh, yeah.
You so coming from playing the first two Fallouts, you must be kind of... you must be one of the people that likes the fact that VATS in Fallout 4 seems to be even more slowed down, like almost to a stop than it was in Fallout 3. Like, when you see the VATS in gameplay for Fallout 4...
I thought it was reverse.
I didn't even notice.
Really?
I thought it was faster in 4 than it was in...
I haven't studied it.
I might be wrong.
I'll know when I play.
I'm pretty sure it stops
it's
in
the
New Vegas.
Exact
and I'm pretty sure it stops combat altogether in New Vegas, and then
and it
4...
keeps going in 4?
In 4, okay. it's just a more slow thing.
So then you don't like it.
Do you hate it?
Oh, fucking hate it. No, it's alright.
Cause is played?
Just Cause 3 is...
Confirmed. I'm super excited. Square Enix announced that Final Fantasy 14... Heaven's Ward, which I've... All my friends are, like, level 60 with me on that. And so... 2 years ago when the game launched, they had sort of this launch party room where they went and rented this whole part of a hotel out. Mm-hmm. And you went in, and they had the developers there, and the composers, not Nobuo Uematsu, but some other people.
I was going to say, they have Nobuo. I was like...
Yeah, no, that would be crazy. But yeah, they had all sorts of stuff. And then they had this four tournament setup looking things mm-hmm. with 16 computers at each of the four stations. And you sit down, and you beat Titan. You fight Titan at level 30. Everybody's a level 30 just junk character. You just sit down and pick a random pre-created character. And you have to work together with your 16 people or 12 people or whatever to beat them. And it was crazy hard because nobody played the game. It just came out.
Yeah.
And if you won, you got a t-shirt that with a silhouette of the boss that said, "I beat Titan, battle challenge."
Fuck.
And it was... We had to go through this huge-ass line 3 times. By the time we went through the last one, it was like a 4-hour line right behind us. And we finally managed to pull it off, just sweating bullets, everybody.
So you got the shirt?
All these people watch you. Yeah, I got the shirt.
You made it the goddamn day of your life.
Yeah, I wore it so much after I got it that it's kind of worn out.
Aww.
And it's like barely.
Is it a sleep shirt now?
I'm going to wear it to PAX and wear it to the challenge. And so are my friends, because we're doing it again, baby.
It just says, "I be tit now," because the other stuff has
That's awesome.
But yeah, so the new one's Ravana is like the best fight in the game. And that's the one with the brutal Rammstein sounding vocalist.
Oh, the one that you had me watch?
Yeah.
That was really fucking cool.
Yeah, so that's the boss we get to beat.
That's scary.
Is it the same guy that sang that intro song to Final Fantasy X?
No, actually, I don't think I've heard that.
Have you not played?
I played, but
you don't play Final Fantasy games.
I didn't play the very beginning of 10. I played like...
Well, there's this weird metal song that's like... Boom! Boom!
Yeah.
That's all it does. That's all it does. He's like playing baseball and he's like... Boom! I'm not gonna do it anymore.
Shit, man. It
feels like... Yeah.
It's fucking brutal.
Getting some grindcore over here.
No. Not a grindcore guy, but I remember it.
Phil, you're the biggest grindcore guy. You love...
not.
Phil's the biggest fan of the abominable Iron Sloth.
What the fuck is the Iron Sloth?
Some shitty grindcore band I remember my friend telling me about. They were so bad that for like an hour and a half they just made noise and just did like the same song where they just went...
Fuck, man, I'm an Iron Band guy.
And then like people were getting so pissed that they started throwing like beer bottles at
him. Oh, Jesus Christ, holy shit.
Booing.
You could die from
the venue on fire.
I wanted to say, you mentioned Just Cause.
Yeah, back to it, yeah.
I just wanted to say that I'm getting more and more excited for Just Cause. Like, game that I haven't... Like, I knew it was coming, and, it's cool, it's Just Cause.
Mm-hmm.
But the more I, hear about it and think about it and see, I'm just really excited. It just looks like Just Cause 2. They're just fun.
Man.
Just fun.
And Just Cause 2 was such an improvement in every way over Just Cause 1. Mm. I can't wait to see, obviously probably a much bigger budget, much higher profile game. Like, mm-hmm. I can't wait to see just how crazy this shit gets. Because, I mean, you were... In 2, they had you... jumping between moving ICBMs and disarming them while they're in flight, so I hope there's...
Yeah.
Can you promise me that you'll at least
blow something up.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to
blow one thing up.
I think that'll be hard not to do. In fact, that'll be a challenge to get through the whole demo and not.
What if you find that you play it and it's really fucking hard to blow things up?
It's like, yeah.
It's like Mercenaries 2.
Oh, God.
Everybody's like, I can't wait to blow up skyscrapers. It's like, I can't blow up a wall.
I really liked Mercenaries 1.
Yeah, Mercenaries 2 was a bit of a fart. But Saboteur was one of the best games.
Yeah, ever.
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 I loved it
so
much.
I did too.
I really wanted
one
to
of my favorite games
did.
Ever.
Oh, I faked sick from work like a year and a half ago to finish it for like a week. I lied to everyone I knew.
It's worth it though, man.
Yeah,
it's quite
good.
Game.
I am very excited because Mad Max is going to be there, so I'll get to actually play the
hell
game.
Yeah.
I'm super stoked because Warner Brothers usually puts on a good show at PAX. They normally give out swag, and I hope they have the Interceptor on display.
Mm.
Sometimes they do things like that. They did that for Tron when the shitty Tron Legacy game came out.
Mm-hmm.
They had a full size
Daft Punk on display,
like a light cycle thing.
Okay,
and it was like really shiny.
Can you talk to it? Can you? Could
hey,
you
light cycle.
Yeah,
come here
could
often.
Could you like? Can you get on it?
It's got a fucking right, Microsoft Sam voice. Just responds.
Yeah.
It's just Cortana.
Yeah. Ugh. Can you get on it? Can you get in it? Can you?
Yeah, you can get on it.
Mad Max. I'm also. I know that it looks pretty like basic and straightforward, but I'm super excited about it. It just looks fun.
I'm excited, but I'm not sold at the same time. Like, I think I'm gonna like it, but I think it's also gonna be bad. Even if it's bad, I think I'm gonna like it.
I don't think it's gonna be.
I think it'll be good. I think that it'll be one of those games that clicks a lot deeper in than you would like it to, though.
Yeah.
That's the thing I see about it. I see it me playing it for like 8-10 hours, being like, this is okay, and then like at the 12th hour, I'm like, oh wait, fuck yeah, this
oh,
is
shit,
awesome.
I'm having a ton of
fun. Yeah, yeah.
That happened to me one time.
With what?
The first Prince of Persia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I wasn't too excited about it. That maybe like, I mean, not even halfway through the game, but pretty far in, I was like, wow, this is I love this game.
Yeah,
I just love everything about it.
It's a good game.
It took two Uncharted games for me to think that way about the series.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. That's a long time. It's okay.
Well, I enjoyed the second one, but I didn't get it at all until I played the third one. I was like, oh, everything clicks now!
At least you got it, man.
Right. And then people bitch about 4, and then I want to kill 3.
You want to kill? Oh, 3's the best!
I know.
I have to give him this. He
okay.
agrees with us.
Yeah.
3
was
the 3 best. Was
the best.
I think 3 is, like, well and above the other two, like, by a long
yeah.
shot.
I would agree.
The gameplay in 2 and 3 are pretty similar, but the writing was way better.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Yeah.
It went from, like, run-of-the-mill, like, okay, yeah, it's cute, until, like, fucking awesome.
Yeah. 3 was awesome. 3 was way awesome. So what else at PAX? Anything other front-runners?
I mean, everything's
Persona 5 going to be there?
No.
Yeah, what else is going to be playable?
When does that come out?
2015.
That's what I've heard.
2015.
I'm like, what the fuck? Are you serious?
It's gonna be if the only way it could possibly happen is if it's simultaneous release date, which they just announced for Final Fantasy 15.
Yeah.
Which is the first ever to happen.
Yeah.
If they do that with Persona 5, simultaneous release December for both of us. That's what I'm guessing.
Mm, yeah.
Because they said that they're not even announcing it at Tokyo Game Show. They're announcing it, or well, it's rumored that they're announcing it at some fucking event in November.
It's so weird to me.
In Uganda?
Yeah.
They're just gonna
at
say
a health conference.
sounds like something Kojima would do.
Yeah.
So, what's something that may not be like announced, but you're now you must be excited about? There's going to be the next Street Fighter V announcement is going to be at PAX. Did you know that?
Yeah, no.
If it's Sagat, you need to record every single minute of it, and just do that.
Now, if it's not Sagat,
still do it. Still record.
Still
it.
Do it.
I'm gonna post a video of me playing Street Fighter V one handed with Sagat, and it is gonna be the most embarrassing thing that Striker has ever watched.
Why not with two hands?
Because I'll be recording.
How could?
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Fuck. And there'll be some guy next to me, some like pro fucking asshole, who just like skips the opening cinematics and just. Okay, I played Guilty Gear Xrd at the last PAX, and I was super stoked to play it. Game looked awesome. I wait in this long goddamn line for this game, and it was a painful line too because it was cutting in front of all these people. And I finally sit down to play it, and right before I get there, one of the staff guys, because they only had one demo for it because nobody cared about Guilty Gear except for like the pros.
Yeah.
And so the staff is just like, oh yeah, loser swaps out, but winner can keep playing. And so this one guy's like, okay, and he sits down next to me. And I'm like, finally, I can play this game. I pick my character. The beautiful cinematic start, like, because that's what Guilty Gear Xrd is all about, is the sweet-ass graphics. Yeah. It starts, he fucking skips it, because he's got, can't waste any time.
Oh, yeah, he's got a...
It's a fucking tourney, right? And so then he stunlocks me in a corner and just keeps, he goes ham, and he just takes me out, and it's just like, he doesn't say a word to me. He doesn't even fucking look at me. This fat fucking pig. I'm gonna find him.
Nice, dude.
I'm gonna find him. He made me so mad, because I was just like, I looked at him, I'm like, are you serious? And he just was just like, emotionless, just staring at the screen like a robot. I'm like, who are you trying to impress? Are you in practice? You think that they're gonna look at you and be like, wow. You will hire you here. The team for Arc System Works. Like no, there's no reason for him to just ruin somebody's experience who waited in a line for like 40 minutes. I was so mad.
It would have been funny if you just spit on his dick and then jacked him off.
That's better. That's better. Yeah. That
would have shown
him. Yeah, that would have shut him up. Oh god.
Anyways, back to PAX. Jesus. Anyways,
So what's
back to the question? Is there anything that maybe is not announced that you're hoping to see, or
probably?
That's a weird question.
There's a well, let's see. Duke Nukem Forever was announced at PAX when I showed up one day.
Okay, all right.
It was the craziest thing because. It was kind of rumored the day before, like, out of nowhere. It was like, Gearbox might have picked it up. I was like, no. And I walked in with my friends, and they didn't even know what Duke Nukem was, for some reason.
Oh, what?
And I'd beaten 3D, and I walked in, and they had this huge fucking booth, the first thing you see, and it had Duke holding his fucking balls, and all the ladies, and, like, him standing in front of Mount Rushmore and stuff.
How disappointed you must have been.
Yeah, no, because I never saw the gameplay.
Oh, okay.
You had to be 18 or over. I was, like, 16 at the time.
Dude.
It was a long time ago. And, but I was just jumping for joy. I was like, I can't believe I witnessed this. This is huge.
That's
and
really
the
cool.
game sucked ass.
Oh, I was really excited for that. I bought it first day.
I didn't.
I did.
I looked at. I forgot it was coming out. And I saw the reviews. I'm like, oh,
Johnny, I bought it first day.
I'm glad.
There's an under. Are you glad that I bought it first day?
No. Yes.
Duke Nukem.
Duke Nukem.
It was in development hell for how long?
Like
forever, man. It should have stayed
17
there.
17 years.
17, yeah, something like that.
Something ridiculous.
Yeah.
So we're excited about PAX.
Yeah, excited about PAX.
I'm excited to have you corresponding. Maybe next time we'll all be corresponding, and Phil will be blackout drunk.
No, you would be blackout. We'd make you. You wouldn't want to be, but we'd make you.
Yeah.
We'd put it in your ass. get you quicker.
Yeah. So in other news, a little unrelated to any of this gaming stuff, but Man of Steel 2.
Yeah.
There's a rumor out there that George Miller, who you may know from what's the movie he did with the penguins or something?
March of the Happy Feet.
Happy Feet. You may know from Happy Feet 1 and 2.
Nothing else.
Babe Pig in the City.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Babe Pig
Baby's
in the City.
Day Out.
No, you didn't do that.
Are you sure?
Wasn't there this cult movie?
He ghost directed it.
This cult movie he was a part of, this sort of Sundance Award winner called, Mad Max Fury Road.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about
that one.
Yeah, he did. Oh, yeah, he did that.
I didn't like that one.
No, not.
It wasn't very good. Mm. I mean, Pig in the City had more character development.
God damn it.
So the rumor is that he may be directing Man of Steel 2.
Yeah. That sounds great. That sounds awesome.
Never saw the first one. Heard bad things. Yeah. Heard bad things.
Probably from me.
No.
I wouldn't
no.
say it was bad. I just, it wasn't very yeah. good.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things about Superman that they missed the boat on. It's just little...
He should be a little bit more upbeat than Batman.
Well, I don't know. Yeah.
Superman is a nuanced...
Superman, it's... I mean, I just think it's kind of challenging to write a good Superman story at some point.
Yeah, but that's... I understand where you're coming from, and this is coming from the sort of notion that you know, he's just too damn powerful.
Yeah.
He's not... Okay. It's not just kryptonite.
He gets the shit beat out of him.
He can get the shit kicked out of him by aliens.
Yeah.
He can get the shit kicked out of him by magic. If there's some advanced technology that can fuck him up, yeah, it can provide a huge challenge for him. I don't know. It's just, the whole thing, it was a lot like Mad Max Fury Road, where the whole movie was an action scene,
yeah.
just not very compelling.
Well, yeah, it was a CG cartoon action scene where they punched each other, and they're all invincible, so there was no sense of, like,
that part
attention.
Was fine. It was just lacking the substance
okay, so this
that it
just,
needed.
This sounds like
it just
Dragon
wasn't.
Ball Z.
It wasn't. Yeah, I mean,
but Dragon Ball Z has tension. I think, right?
It's had. In my mind's eye, as a child,
very repetitive.
Yeah,
sense
very.
Of
yes, yeah.
But
very enjoyable.
Nonetheless, tension.
The thing about
yeah,
it is
no.
that it just wasn't a good. It wasn't what the way Superman should be portrayed in.
How so?
Though? I wouldn't agree that it's. Hard
it
to write a good Superman
seemed
story.
It, the
I,
reason why it wasn't very good is because it was trying to copy what Christopher Nolan was doing with the recent Batman movies. They were very dark and they were very, you know, gritty. But here's the thing, is that those movies had a bigger sense of humor than Superman did. There wasn't a single joke in Man
so
of Steel.
So dry.
Yeah.
Yeah, until the
Superman's
very end.
Superman's supposed to be fucking cute. Like...
Superman is supposed to be like a he's supposed to have this like this like farm boy sense of innocence and like this relatability that's like what Superman is to me is kind of like the theme of it. He's
yeah.
he's very human in a sense, but he tries to you know, he's trying to cope with the fact that he's so powerful and like a godly figure,
yeah.
while trying to keep the values that he was brought up on in Kansas,
yeah.
and the, these sort of you know, family values.
See, that's
and like
that's
that.
Super. Like, yeah, that's interesting. I guess I'm just ignorant to a lot of like Superman's actual.
Well, and that's the thing is like there's. You know, some people know Superman more from just being like this crazy, powerful,
yeah, like, that's,
like invincible
yeah.
character. But there are, like Phil said, there the Superman stories that are good are really fucking
yeah.
good, and they have he always has a you know, more vulnerability in the good stories. Whether it's actually like a character that poses a threat like Doomsday that can
yeah.
actually fucking destroy Superman, or whether it's just in another type of vulnerability, like the people that he interacts with or that he cares about being in trouble or something
mm-hmm.
like that. And this movie missed out on that nuance, that subtlety that I feel like makes Superman a compelling character, and it just became this... It was like showing his powerful, like
yeah.
his power and his,
yeah.
his just over the top battles and stuff like that.
And
whatever, let me just say
yeah.
this. Whatever attempts at depth the movie made, I feel like it was kind of phoned in.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
really pretentious.
Just missed opportunities.
Okay.
But it wasn't a terrible movie. I mean, I enjoyed parts of it and thought they were on to something in some senses. But then, like I said, just missed opportunities.
Yeah, I don't want the DC movies to, you know, be like Guardians of the Galaxy. They don't have to be that. Not that I don't like Guardians of the
way?
Galaxy.
What do you
well,
mean?
Guardians of the Galaxy is a Marvel movie, and it's
the
basically...
lighthearted.
Well,
yeah,
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 it's super cool.
I know what
I want them to be...
Jesus.
Captain America is a Marvel hero.
Yeah.
Okay, well, basically, sorry about that. What I'm trying to say is I'm okay with the movies being darker... just so long as they're not as humorless as Man of Steel. They can be darker than the Marvel movies, because that's basically their plan.
Yeah.
The DC movies are supposed to be a bit more grounded, a bit more dark.
That's what DC stands for, dark comics.
Well,
detective.
I think, God damn it,
I know, dude, I'm not...
I'm just an asshole.
Phil, stop leaning the chair. You're going to destroy it like Johnny did that one time.
Anyway.
I split it in two.
Yeah, and somehow recovered immediately.
The thing about Superman movies is that they, in terms of humor, what they should be going for is, like, the amount of humor you found in Captain America. He's like, innocent and cute and lovable, and you kind of like him, and he's really innocent. Like, that's the thing. And that's how the old Superman movies were. And they were kind of corny. That's fun.
That's Superman, though. Yeah, that's like the...
Don't run from that. Don't try to change him. Just make it modern.
No, that's
that part.
That lightheartedness and stuff is because he's brought up on sort of like those old school values and stuff that you know, you would see in like older movies or stories and stuff like that. And that's part of his character. That's his you know, ethos, so to speak. That's what makes him who he is. And I agree. That sense of lightheartedness and about him, you know, trying to live in a human world where he's this all-powerful being is, you know, there's obviously you have two ends of that. You have the side where you can show that by having him be like a pariah, but you can also show like in funny senses, like in Captain America. That's a good example because they do a good job in those movies of showing that he's like still in a lot of ways stuck in the 50s with his values and stuff, and they have some humor to that as well.
Yeah.
And Superman, it's a, you know, kind of a similar thing that I feel like they should have done better.
And this and one, they're like, he's the avatar figure of, he is Jesus, he's here
that's,
to save
that's,
the
that's,
world.
That thing has been, that notion's been played with before, but it's been, the way it was done in Man of Steel is just not fun. And if George Miller can encapsulate the Superman, the way we want Superman to be encapsulated in the next movie, if he is to direct, I'm all for it.
I also hope he changes the goddamn color filters on the camera for the...
Did you see that YouTube video?
I hated the color scheme of Man of Steel.
They did this YouTube video where they compared and contrasted, like, two different, cuts of the movie. Some guy went and corrected the color, and it made it all bright, and it looked so much better.
I would love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's on YouTube.
The movie is so gray, it was depressing. And, of course, this is the director that did fucking 300, which was all orange.
Yeah.
Zack Snyder.
Yeah, so it's like, he just loves to just go crazy with the filters. That's how Watchmen and every movie he's done, it's been just these weird color movies. And in the trailer, that looks cool. But then you sit down and you watch a whole movie of that, and you're like, kill me. Just kill me.
Somebody kill me.
You need to get the guy that did Speed Racer to...
Yeah.
The Wachowskis?
That was them?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they did that.
Fuck. Wow.
You know what? It's funny you bring that up, because I've heard that Speed Racer, the recent one, was actually really good.
Yeah, it got panned, but then people... Really
it's fucking awesome, and it's a great movie to, like, calibrate your TV with.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's super colorful. That's what I remember.
It's incredibly colorful.
I remember about it. Another thing's pertaining with Superman, usually when an actor is announced to play a certain character and nobody's happy, a little bit, like halfway till the movie eventually comes out, you eventually become convinced that, okay, this actor is the right guy. I'm still not convinced with Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor.
No,
yeah. I'm
not
convinced
not at
with
all.
American Ultra. The kid in this American Ultra movie is supposed to be coming out. This guy is supposed to be playing a corporate mastermind trying to achieve human perfection or whatever.
It's
no
only
because
he played
no
fucking
costs.
Mark Zuckerberg.
That's true.
Facebook.
Someone made a joke that they said to Zack Snyder, "Hey, get Heisenberg," and Zack Snyder's like, "Oh yeah, Heisenberg, the guy from Social Network. Great idea." No, it's not what I meant. But
in the comics, Lex Luthor is, and I say in the comics because I don't mean that in the way that like you have to abide by the comics because things can be afford to be changed to a certain extent. But I feel like part of Lex Luthor's character is that he's kind of an imposing figure.
Mm-hmm.
He's intimidating in his, you know, he's not like a like a little dorky science guy. He's like an imposing figure. He's a business tycoon.
He may even come off as a little bit likable.
Yeah, something behind he is likable. He's a very relatable character in a lot of ways.
But like socially, like he can trick people into thinking, yeah, you know what? I just want
to
help you out.
Yeah, that's it. He's got to have the social aspect to him. And Jesse Eisenberg, in this movie especially, he's like even more Jesse Eisenberg than he's ever been, in that he looks like he's on Valium, and he sounds like it too, where he's just kind of like mumbling his words. He's like, and it's like, what the fuck are you doing? Why is Lex Luthor on drugs though?
I'm always, I'm always willing to wait and see with people in roles that maybe I don't buy into immediately.
Yeah, that one might work.
We'll see.
I still don't.
Henry Cavill though is the perfect Superman.
I think so.
Yes, he is.
He
is.
You know
Superman.
What?
Yes, yeah.
He's saw. Yeah. I saw the Man from U.N.C.L.E. And it sucked. But
really?
It really wasn't that good. I can talk about that later.
Wait, what did he say was good?
Man from U.N.C.L.E.
As a matter of fact, I'll talk about it during the FU if we do that.
Yeah.
But I will say that having Henry Cavill was, it's like he was portraying what he wasn't allowed to portray in Man of Steel. I was like thinking to myself,
wait,
wow,
the Man
he's,
from U.N.C.L.E.?
He's basically playing, the way he's talking, he's basically playing Superman.
Okay.
As is this sort of really upbeat sort of character.
I don't think he got a chance to show it off.
Exactly.
And I think it was because of the direction. It wasn't his fault.
He was showing it off in The Man from U.N.C.L.E. So kudos to him, but I can talk about the rest of that movie later on.
Yeah.
So besides that, switching gears again to go into... I already talked about that. I just wanted to say real quick that there's some big wrestling stuff coming up.
Hell yeah, there is.
So we have
Tough Enough.
We have Tough Enough. SummerSlam is on Sunday. Probably the second biggest pay-per-view behind WrestleMania. And then tomorrow, their NXT has a show well in Brooklyn, right before SummerSlam. So
you're going to both, right?
Going to both,
tweeting live from...
Not
you're going
really.
To
them? No, Phil. It's in Brooklyn, man.
Oh,
I would have to be gone by now.
Yeah.
I'm excited, but there's some...
So what's the main draw of these, these events? Anything particular, or are they just...
Yeah, I mean, SummerSlam, it's the rematch Brock Lesnar and Undertaker, which is kind of odd. But... There's a few matches that I'm excited about. There's John Cena and Seth Rollins, who is from The Shield. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that.
Yeah. I know Shield.
Yeah. So Agents of Shield. So yeah, there's a few matches. I'm not quite sold on how some of it.
It's Terminators wrestling, right?
No, Arnold Schwarzenegger sadly, but Green Arrow is
okay.
Wrestling. Yeah, Stephen Amell.
Is he going out dressed as the Green Arrow?
Yes.
No fucking way.
Why?
Why is he wrestling?
Yeah.
Well, I don't quite know. He really likes wrestling and stuff, and I guess they kind of brought him on to do be in the crowd. They show that every once in a while on Raw. They'll be like, and in the crowd tonight we have
Green Arrow.
We have Phil Colby.
Oh.
And. Anyway, so they had him on, and I guess they decided, they talked backstage, and it turned into a feud with him and this character, Stardust.
The loser of every match gets an arrow directly through their forehead.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping tomorrow kicks off, and he just starts the match off and immediately just fires an arrow through Stardust's
Me too, match. That's it, and that's it, yeah.
Over. Match over.
Done.
So, and then the NXT pay-per-view I'm really excited about, because it's just, NXT shows are awesome, and...
Oh,
kind of an interesting thing that they have going. A character, well, this guy who's been around forever, since the early 90s, he's a Japanese wrestler.
Okay.
His name is Jushin Thunder Liger.
Okay.
He's a masked wrestler. He's been around forever. He was based on, I think, an anime or something from back in the day.
Is that the tiger one?
No, that's a different one. Tiger Mask?
Oh.
Yeah. Along those lines, though, same reason that he was brought on. But anyway, he's been portraying this character forever, and he wrestles all over the place. He's most known for his wrestling in Japan, but he makes trips to America and wrestles in different promotions. wrestled in WCW back in the day a couple times. But anyway, they decided to have him wrestle on this NXT pay-per-view, which is, like, pretty crazy and unheard of for WWE, like, at this stage, as big as they are, to do, like, a cross-promotional thing with, like, New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Yeah.
Have somebody just come and wrestle for a show, and then they're gone.
Huh.
So I'm excited about that. I think it's really cool, and I think it would be cool if they do that more often.
What is Japanese wrestling like? Is it
that is the question.
Okay,
it is much different than American wrestling.
Okay.
It's seen more as a sport in Japan, and because of that, the matches are more based on kind of traditional wrestling mixed with some, like, depending on who,
like,
it
actual
is.
wrestling,
like, yeah, like actual collegiate, like more like amateur wrestling, like mat wrestling.
Yeah.
They do a lot
of
that submission based stuff, but they do a lot of, like, martial arts themed things too, like a lot of kicks and strikes, and it's more stiff, as in it's more hard hitting. They the strikes and everything look a lot more real. The attacks, it's more of like watching an actual competition. It's not as repetitive as some of the matches. Like, you tend to watch American wrestling, and you can pick up on, well, I kind of know this guy's going to, you know, get the upper hand now, and then this guy's going to turn the tides, and so on and so forth. It's not as much like that. You know, it's got a lot of similarities, too, like, as far as moves go.
Okay.
And then it's got some, depending on, like, who it is, like, smaller guys, lightweights and stuff, there's some, like, luchador elements that, like, flips and stuff that they incorporate into Japanese wrestling. But for the most part, it's just more of like a straight-up competition between two guys with a mixture of, you know, real-life combat. Yeah, more grounded.
Less
high spots. You know, depending on the promotion, there's not, like, tables and weapons and stuff. Less talking, The feuds are more like, you know, we're just trying to get the title.
Yeah.
And we're going to fight. It's not like you cheated on me and with this guy, and now I'm going to beat him up. So, yeah, it's less like, kind of comical and stuff like that.
Very cool.
So,
very cool. That should be cool.
Yeah, I'm excited. It should be fun.
Yeah.
Other than that, Street Fighter V beta
coming back.
Right
now.
Are
you going to get a chance to play this time?
I'm hoping so. So the actual beta, like the full...
I'm
going to
say it's been happening for the past 45 minutes, and it's over now.
I wouldn't be surprised. it's going on in Europe right now. They're doing, like, a stress test on European servers.
Okay.
And doing, you know, the beta's live over there. And then they're going to do the same thing in the U.S. again. And then the full-blown beta is going to launch and be live for 5 days at some point in the future. So,
that's Johnny, are you a Street Fighter guy? You a fighter guy?
I like fighters. I never really got good at fighters. I bought all of them.
I like
every
them.
Fighter.
I'm not that great at them.
Yeah. I buy them all. I go through the whole roster. I'm like, this is a cool game. And then I, like, never play it again. I don't know.
I've
never gotten into, like, the meta. I never just sit down and learn combos. I'm terrible at them.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just appreciate a game for what it is without getting, like, super competitive.
That's very true.
And I'm like that to a certain extent with fighting games. Like, I'm not the kind of person that's, I'm going to play for 30 hours straight with one character. And, you know, I have my characters and my mains and stuff, but I like to experiment and just play the game and have fun, go through the arcade mode and indulge in the usually not so good stories.
Mm-hmm.
But I still enjoy that part of it.
I like the fighting games where you grind to unlock stuff, like
Soul Calibur, yeah.
Like Street Fighter V is going to be.
Like Mugen is.
Yeah. And, yes, this is... Soul Calibur has a lot to unlock in Mugen, isn't there?
Yeah, there is.
Phil, you like fighting games, but you also... Phil, you were shockingly competitive when it comes
to
playing.
You were. God damn, Phil.
And I don't know
with
why.
With any game. Like, you get really mad
I don't get
and
mad.
River
at you. I don't get mad at you guys.
You do.
You do.
You absolutely do.
You get you have the devil in your eyes.
when you I don't play know, man. Games I don't know. Well, I mean, mostly at myself, because I'm thinking, man, why am I not playing this game recently?
Whenever you were Siegfried and you lost, you fucking powerbombed me afterwards.
I was biased on behalf of those characters. I thought Siegfried was cool. I thought Nightmare was cool. So every time Nightmare...
You've always been a Nightmare guy.
You've always been a Nightmare guy. Yes. And you always do the same overhead
And it's unavoidable too.
Yeah, but if you lose, man, you get fucking angry.
You get, especially if it's by from.
I only lose when you make me play as Valdo. You know,
it's the only time you lose. No, you lose. You hate randoms all the time.
I don't like randoms. Every time we play fighting, familiar with.
That's
fighting rules. Fun. Play randoms.
But I don't think I get really as mad as you guys.
Okay, maybe not anymore. But like
back in the day, man.
In years past, man.
Sure. Sure. Okay.
You would want one time. I saw a look in your eye that I could see what you were thinking, and it's that you wanted me dead.
Was it? Yeah. Did I look like this? Like my eyes wide open?
Yeah. No.
Oh. I didn't want you dead.
No. Place, by the way, also. So.
What?
Nothing. Don't worry.
But yeah. Anyway. Yeah. I guess I've been pretty competitive with fighting games before. I remember my cousin. He was endlessly beating me at Tekken. And I just couldn't make it around him. He was always playing as whatever, I think Kazuya or Jin or something, and I was
did you get mad?
Martial law.
Did
yes, I did.
What'd you do?
Yeah.
Nothing. We just played
you
so much.
Rip his cat in half.
What happened was, first off, we played so much, and he actually got tired of playing. He got tired of beating me.
Would be like.
And so I got so mad at that, right?
Jesus.
So what I did was I locked myself in the room, thinking, okay, I'm gonna lock myself in the room all day playing Tekken, then I'm going to be good enough to play.
Now, did you
and then
physically
instead,
lock
what
the
happened?
Door?
Yeah, but instead, what happened? Weird. What happened was he just thought I was masturbating the whole time, and I was like, "Dude, no, I've been practicing Tekken." He's like, "No, you've been jerking off." And I was like, "No, dude, I've been playing Tekken. I've been preparing. I've been hiding in a cave to learn to defeat you." He's like, "No, you've been jerking off."
Can I ask
like,
why
no.
you locked the door?
Yeah, why did you lock the door?
I thought it was because theatrical.
I'm with him. I'm with your cousin on this one. I think that's what you were doing.
No.
I think you were looking at Ivy. Or
no, Nina.
If that was the case, I wouldn't have brought it up at all.
I don't agree. I think he's kind of gets his jollies on letting people know.
Yeah. Yeah. You're one of those people that likes to, like, public stuff.
Oh, fuck. Anyway, I guess I'm a pretty competitive guy. What were we talking about?
We were talking about Street Fighter 4 beta. I have this very romantic view of Street Fighter, and I want to get really good at it, and I want to love it. I just never do.
That's like exactly it.
I'm always just like, yeah, fuck yeah, Street Fighter.
I have three DVD anime movies of Street Fighter.
Okay.
And I love it visually, and I love drawing the characters, but I'm where you are. I'm just not as
into it. Here's the thing. Let me ask you a question, Striker. You said that they were from me.
Yeah.
That's you. You said that they were focusing, or I heard this somewhere, I think it was you, that Street Fighter V was focusing on more of an offensive style of gameplay.
I did say that.
So, does that...
Sadly, it was a lie.
Oh.
Just kidding, it wasn't.
Okay, great. I got really sad. So, is that implying that Street Fighter 4 was a more defensive kind of... to kind of pull the moves out of your opponent and then punish him?
Yeah, in a way it was. And with the idea of, like...
See,
like, you watch a lot of, like, competitive Street Fighter 4 play, and you'll see there's a lot of footsies and fighting over position and just like slow little movements and not a lot of not as much offense going on as you're thinking defensively.
Yeah.
Like when you're playing Street Fighter 4. That's just the way it is. And they wanna get more into more of a an idea where you're thinking about constantly moving forward and momentum constantly trying to gain momentum offensively. So it's going to be a more
offensive, fast-paced
game.
Would you consider like MKX a more offensive fighter? Like a more offense-focused game?
Yes, because it's about combos.
Yeah.
You know, so I would argue that it's like...
Because I got down with MKX more than any other fighter I ever have.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And so...
It's an awesome game.
And I think one of the main things about Street Fighter 4 is, for me, the flow of the fights, yeah, they just felt slow. I wanted to just jump in, and that's why I was getting my ass kicked every time.
Yeah, see, the thing is, with Street Fighter, you're not going to get into a position where you're able to do something to take away, like, 40% of the opponent's life bar. Like,
yeah.
In Mortal Kombat, if you find an opening and you are, adequate with the game, you can punish them and, like, completely change the time.
Yeah.
Besides, like, ultra combos in Street Fighter.
Yeah.
But you think about ultra combos, you get them by getting,
getting
hit.
Exactly, yeah.
But, yeah, in Street Fighter, you're, like, you're making small combinations and then jumping back out, playing more defense, looking for openings and stuff like that. It's not like Mortal Kombat where you're just, like, jumping in there. Each character's you're looking for openings actively against each other. At least that's the way I see it.
Yeah. So. Cool.
Anyway.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'll come over and play it.
Phil.
Yes.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah,
please
I
do.
Will. No, I will.
You saw Man from U.N.C.L.E. I want to hear why.
Yeah, I do
saw
too.
Is this a Phil fuck you?
Just fucking just do it.
Do it, man.
So, first of all, I think I said it sucked earlier. You know, I'm going to go back and say that I didn't think it sucked. I just didn't think it was very good.
Why?
Okay. First of all, I have nothing against the notion of it being a period piece. It's based off an older show just like Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
I think it's great that it takes place during the Cold War. I felt that I wasn't very convinced that it was taking place in this era.
What was the tone like?
Wasn't it directed by Guy Ritchie?
Guy Ritchie, yeah.
Okay.
It was directed by Guy Ritchie. The tone was really upbeat.
So the tone is Guy Ritchie, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And you know, imagine Austin Powers if it was a bit more earnest. That's just the best way I can put it.
Austin Powers?
Imagine, you know how Austin Powers is this, you know, this over the top kind of sort of flamboyant comedy kind of satire on the whole thing.
All right.
So it's that just toned down a little bit.
Can I just do a quick side note?
Yeah.
Do you miss Austin Powers impressions constantly happening?
I can't. You know what?
Does it bring a sense of nostalgia?
It takes me back to fifth grade, but
man,
it was so annoying.
That,
yeah, me too.
I just hated
it
so
much. I never watched
the
movies.
Ever?
Ever.
They were fun.
They were all right.
I saw snippets.
Two was the best.
Basically, you've seen all of them because you're voted some.
I mean, yeah, if you've seen one of them, you've seen the majority of the others.
Yeah, if you were alive in the 90s, you basically saw them by proxy.
Yeah.
People just quote them.
They're all right.
Yeah.
They're fun.
They're fun.
They're funny. There's some funny parts. Anyway, sorry, Phil.
Anyways.
So... The cast is great. I mean, again,
Henry
Cavill
huge still.
Actually he was like you could tell that he was still all ripped from working out.
Does he take his shirt off?
No, he doesn't take his shirt off. But everybody was super talented, and again, you know, it's like Heavy Cameron was doing everything that he couldn't do as Superman.
Mm-hmm. How was Armie Hammer?
Armie Hammer, the guy who played the Russian guy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I didn't know
good.
Until I
that he's American.
Yeah, I did, but I also didn't know
Armie Hammer.
That's his name. Yeah,
that's a fucking name.
I didn't know that he's like
Hot
6'5".
Yeah, he's from. I think he's from The Social Network, and
he
was
about
good.
That. I think he's in The Lone Ranger. I know that. Maybe I'm wrong though. Maybe he was in The Social.
Yeah.
So, what would you give it?
I would give it like a 6.0.
Okay,
6.0.
Okay,
like a 3.
Yeah, like a
out
3.
Of 5.
I mean, there's things about Sorry. There's things that I want to say about it that I've been wanting to say. And I can't think about it right now other than it's just kind of a mediocre movie. It looks like the director clearly had a vision. It just turned out not being what it could have been.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Now, okay. Speaking of which, you guys probably talked about Mission Impossible.
Yes,
we did.
Well, I didn't.
Oh.
So do you all saw it?
Too late.
I did see it.
What do you think?
I love it.
I fucking loved it.
It's awesome. It's my favorite one.
I'm just kidding. It's my favorite of the five.
Oh, Jesus, man.
Wait, you
it's
said
it's so
your
good.
Favorite. Did you change your mind now?
No, I never said it was my
favorite.
Oh, Phil, jeez.
What
did you say your favorite?
On Facebook.
No, I thought it was best.
Well, what's your second favorite then?
What?
Three?
Okay. Five, three, four, one, two.
Okay.
I didn't like two at all. The rest are fine.
I switched.
No one liked two.
Mine are in order. Other than one and two, I switched those, but the rest are in order. So
okay.
Mine. Five,
recently,
four,
very recently watched Mission Impossible 1. And Shanghai Noon, but...
I love Shanghai
Noon fucking,
so much.
I fucking love Shanghai Noon.
It is honestly one of my favorite movies. Shanghai Noon.
I haven't seen it in such a long time.
Shanghai Nights, also awesome.
So goddamn good.
Rush Hour 1 and 2, love them.
I fucking
love all those
'90s
team up, just silly movies. Man, I love.
I need to watch
Shanghai
those.
Noon. Is
a, I heard a while ago that they might do a Shanghai a third one.
Shanghai in the. I don't know.
I
never saw him, but who is the...
He gives Owen Wilson goddamn chopsticks and tells him to dig himself out, and he's like...
I watched... Speaking of Owen Wilson, I watched fucking Zoolander for the first time with my parents.
You haven't seen it?
No, I never seen it, because I was like 8 when it came out. And...
Yeah, and so...
Funny
ass movie, right?
It was a funny movie. It was like so stupid that I didn't think my parents were like, they hate Will Ferrell kind of things, mm-hmm. but they really liked it. It was one of those movies where it was so stupid that it was almost uncomfortable to watch, but like it was funny enough that everybody was laughing, so I'm like, that wasn't uncomfortable, it was just fun.
Yeah,
I was gonna watch like some like critically acclaimed foreign films that night, and my parents were like, "I watch Zoolander." Yeah. Like, all right.
What critically acclaimed foreign films?
I was gonna watch some Ingmar Bergman movie, The Seventh Seal.
I just want to say, I've almost exclusively set out to watch like some critically acclaimed masterpiece anytime I watch a movie, and frequently, maybe like 70% of the time, just end up watching. Yep, Shanghai Noon.
Yeah,
I wanted to watch
it. Yes. Wild West.
Wild Wild West. I saw it at the drive-in.
Yeah. So Wild Wild West? Oh, okay.
I saw a lot of those, that era, like 1999, 2000. Saw a lot of movies that year, that time in the drive-in.
Saw X-Men 2 in the drive-in?
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. That was
the
great
Springfield
movie.
One?
No. This was like out somewhere. I don't even remember where it is. It's in like some small town up north.
Amarillo.
The Springfield one just stopped putting out movies when I was...
I don't remember.
The Springfield one? Springfield
drive-in.
Yeah, when I was 6, there was one in Springfield.
Huh.
Or, I mean, the screen is still up. It's just, like, mossed over. It's been up there since, like, the 40s or something.
Jeez. Weird. I don't know about that.
Yeah, my dad used to go there all the time, but...
Pop Bramby.
My parents went there on their honeymoon, their, like, first honeymoon. And they saw... They went to see... What did they want? They were going to see some romance movie that was really big at the time, but it was like sold out, so they were forced to watch Predator 2.
Oh, Christ. For their honeymoon?
Yeah. Their first night on their honeymoon?
They get freaky?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah, they did. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh, sorry.
You guys know porn drive-up movie theaters exist?
No
way. What? Outdoors?
Yeah. Out fucking doors, yes. Weird.
What about the kids, man?
I don't know, man. That's the
what
question.
What if you're just riding a bike by?
Yeah,
just
like, <"Whoa.">
You get hit by a bus.
Oh, fuck.
Wait.
Yeah. What?
I was walking
in your six.
It's on the... It'd be a great news story. Kid rides bike, sees porn, gets hit by bus.
That's a hell of a headline. That would be... Yeah, that's something I feel like we'd see at work down...
The fucking CNN.
There was like a period of like 2 weeks straight, or maybe 3 even, where every time Johnny and I went downstairs to go to the cafe, we'd look up at the TV, and it would just be the most ridiculous headline that you could think... Like, just this stuff that made no sense.
Yeah.
Like, the headline gave you no sense in what happened.
It was like, she was charmed by his wiles and...
She was charmed by his weird hat.
Yeah.
And you're like, what?
Yeah, that's why she...
I don't know what's going on.
Why she let him out of the prison. You're like, what?
Yeah, and just weird.
You have
shit.
To have followed the story, like, for 5 days.
Twister, highest grossing film ever.
Just now. Yeah. Wait, did it get re-released? Like, what?
It's not really fucking big all of a sudden, man. It's like the Renaissance.
Oh, man.
Oh. Okay.
Helen Hunt.
Where Helen happened to her? Whatever happened to her, Johnny?
Watched Castaway last night.
I'm on IMDb.
Did you?
I can find
God,
it.
That makes me
yeah,
sad.
It's all
right. Wait, you did? Was it on TV or something? Because my dad was watching it.
It made you sad?
Yeah, it makes me incredibly sad.
Yeah, okay.
The ending.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Well, the very ending was pretty good. Mm.
Still makes me sad.
We have anything else we need to go over? No?
We ain't got shit.
Philip, do you have anything that you want?
I do have something for the Phil Fuck You.
Okay, should we
it's
start
still
this?
Movie related.
Phil, we already had it, dude. You had your time. Just kidding.
Phil.
Alright, Phil.
Alright.
Hit it and quit it.
Alright, so, you gonna do the hip hop thing?
Fuck you! Phil! Fuck you! Yeah!
Yeah. So, yesterday, I watched The Admiral on Netflix. It's a South Korean foreign movie, and
Is it about David Robinson?
No,
the Spurs center.
It's about Admiral Yi, and literally, like, I just kind of stumbled upon it, started watching it, and about maybe like an hour in, I'm like, huh, this is a great movie. So Admiral Yi is a ship captain during a war with the Japanese, and he's got 12 battleships going up against 330 Japanese ships.
Was this the inspiration for the game Battleship?
No.
Well, okay.
No, this is an actual... This was an actual historical drama.
Okay.
This was a historical drama.
It is
Battleship is kind of team.
Could be the inspiration.
And what's so... It's such... I didn't know the actual story, so I was convinced that I thought I knew the ending.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, sometimes the biography ends with the guy dying, right?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so...
Oftentimes.
Throughout most of the battle, there's 12 ships... 11 of them opt out, so it's literally one ship against 330. But
Christ.
Admiral Yi is using this whirlpool in between his ship and the fleets to his advantage. He just
did he create it?
No, it's just you know, they knew it was coming the next day, but the other fleet didn't know.
Jesus.
And so it's like an hour and a half's worth of build-up to this huge battle that goes on till the end of the movie. And if you're gonna do something like that, just, you know, do freaking build up, it better pay off.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, it paid off.
It's
violent, but it's also just a wonderfully made movie.
Okay.
It was a compelling story, and damn, it was awesome.
It's a foreign movie.
Okay. It's a Korean
South
movie.
Korean. Mm-hmm. Cool.
It's called The Admiral. The original title is Myong Ryong, but the poster says Roaring Currents.
Yeah,
yeah. What's up with that?
I don't know, but I just knew it as the Admiral. And by the way,
how did you find out about this? What saw it on Netflix?
I saw it on Netflix, and I read that it was apparently, as of like 2014, the biggest, most successful movie in South Korean history.
Now, what year was it?
This is like last year.
Oh, okay.
It's
cool.
Brand new.
Man, there's a lot of good South Korean movies.
Yeah, there's a lot.
There are.
Yeah.
There's a lot. I want to watch
The Chaser.
Warrior of the Arrows. I want to watch Kundu.
You should watch The Chaser.
I'll watch The Chaser.
It's really good. And fucked up.
So apparently, according to my coworker, there's a movie that was done for Stalker. There's like the game book series, Russian series.
What?
Shadow of Chernobyl?
Yeah, there was a movie in the 60s by the famous Russian director, probably the most famous...
Pripyat?
Sorry. Yes?
Those guys.
Directed by Tarkovsky, who is like the most famous Russian director of all time.
Yeah, Gendy Tartakovsky.
Gendy Tartakovsky, yeah.
The guy that tried to make Doom.
Samurai Jack. Dexter's Lab.
Okay.
Powerpuff Girls.
Andrei Tarkovsky.
Okay, I got the wrong guy.
Okay,
different guy. Yeah.
But yeah, so he did a Stalker movie, so I'm gonna watch.
Really?
I'm gonna watch that.
Wait, hold on. What? It was pre-Stalker or post? Well, I guess it happened.
Well, the books have been out forever.
Okay, yeah.
And then
okay.
He did this like acclaimed film. I mean, it's actually it's on the IMDb top 250.
What's it called?
It's just Stalker.
Oh, really?
And it's got an 8.2 on IMDb. But yeah, some guy leads them through the zone in Chernobyl and stuff.
Now I don't know. I don't know the story of like.
Do you like those games?
They're cool. I like Metro better.
I do too. But I've tried to play Stalker on several occasions and just could never.
Well, they're old now, so it's like a lot of it's good about it's in Metro, and like I wish that they just make a new one. They should.
What is the main story of the Stalker series?
Basically,
I only know the games by watching video and stuff, which doesn't give you.
So Chernobyl gets fucked, and during this like little apocalypse kind of thing, there's this weird supernatural. Happenings that occur. Gravity gets fucked up in Chernobyl. Weird alien beings as well as like mutations and just supernatural things just start happening in Chernobyl.
Yeah.
And people go there to like profit off of it and all of
that.
It does
sound like Metro.
So Stalker is, and they have like these weird zones where you like enter a different, it's like a very Twilight Zone kind of setup. And
they talk like this. I am Mikael.
Bullets.
Bullets.
So, the Yeah, so the movie, anyways, Matt at work had described to me that Stalker is basically, the movie is basically The Wizard of Oz.
Okay.
But they go through Wonderland, except it's gray and Russian, and they go and to find out that there is no God. So that's,
hell yeah, man!
Sounds a bit less.
So it's like the Russian
whimsical.
Yeah, it sounds a bit less fun.
It's
than
the Russian Wizard of Oz.
Well, yeah, that makes sense then. I mean,
apparently there's like a scene where some guy puts on a crown of thorns and he looks at somebody and says, "I don't forgive you."
Oh, wow!
It's like one of those kinds of movies where you're like,
"Yeah,
holy shit!
Holy shit! This is deep."
Sounds like it's a bit different from the game.
Yeah.
I don't know though.
I'm excited to watch it though. It sounds weird.
Hell yeah.
So Phil, did you have anything else besides the Admiral?
Yeah, sorry, did you? That was it? Yeah.
The Admiral, huh?
I was gonna talk about The Man Came from U.N.C.L.E. too, but
oh yeah, you did.
Yeah. Cool. But that's all.
Alright, well, I think that's the show.
Mm-hmm.
So, for all you folks out there that haven't already, like us on Facebook at facebook.com/pixelchickenpodcast. Remember to follow us on Twitter at @pixel_chicken, especially next week when Johnny is in, is our correspondent on scene at PAX Prime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a real fucking treat.
Mm-hmm.
Send us your emails. Your hate mail to Johnny.
Yeah.
At
only.
To pixelchickenpodcast@gmail.com, which we actually have that we'll read you after the episode. Mm-hmm. Besides that, tune in next week.
Are you serious?
We'll have some PAX stuff.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Peace.
Peace.
Ah.